Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith. I'm a multidimensional channeler sharing my gift to assist others to connect and work with their whole being, helping bring them into a beautiful way of high-frequency living. Immerse yourself in an hour of nourishment that feeds your spiritual journey and invites you to embrace your empowered soul. You'll feel armed with new understandings for how to shift from pain to love as we explore topics from shamanic sound healing to gut health. Are you ready to take accountability for the impact that we have on the world around us and learn new tools and techniques to feel whole again? Of course you are, and you're in the right place. Pure Intuitive Talk starts now. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. And today with me, I have a special guest, a good friend of mine, Caroline Socool. And we're going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder, complex post-traumatic stress disorder, trauma response, all of that fun stuff. So thank you for being here, Caroline.
Thanks, Trish. It's nice to be here. Mm-hmm.
So I was going to just kind of start up. I myself live with post-traumatic stress disorder, complex post-traumatic stress disorder. I was attacked and kidnapped 20 something years ago. And so for myself, that's how I ended up living with complex post-traumatic stress disorder. But I didn't know if you were willing to share part of your stories and what life's been like for you. And we can just kind of help our audience understand some of like the symptoms and just different ways that it comes about and how we ended up being diagnosed and all of those other things that a lot of people fortunately don't have to live with.
Right.
But I'm afraid a lot of other people are that maybe this would be helpful for them, mm-hmm. having some information from people that are living with it to kind of help share our experiences.
Yeah. I grew up with a little bit of childhood trauma. So I have complex PTSD, and then I served in the military for 4+ years where I experienced severe PTSD. I got to the point where I was in an explosion and blacked out and was so terrified that I didn't remember whether or not I had lived or not. I associate sleep with death because I was falling asleep cleaning my weapon on my cot when the IED hit our building. And so I've been dealing and coping, learning and healing for the last 17 years, and living with PTSD and complex PTSD, things really don't start to settle into place until you have at least some stability in your life. Survival mode has been where I've thrived and been comfortable in. And so I have had to learn how to get stability and heal and grow from learning and reaching out to people like Trish who have the empathy and the knowledge to incorporate different types of trauma healing, like using the NeuroOptimal is one of the things that we do. And we also practice yoga and have very busy connected lives with mm-hmm. other spiritual people who take healing and growing as a part of their souls. And so I'm really happy to be here.
And I know too, that you've mentioned to me in the past, and we've been talking, that you've attended like PTSD meetings with other veterans.
Yes.
And so for myself, my complex post-traumatic stress disorder came from being a victim of a violent crime. Whereas I have no experience being a combat veteran. So for myself, for the last 20 something years, I have recognized that our symptoms are the same, mm-hmm. regardless of the incident. But I've always kind of been curious about, like, as a combat veteran, and so many veterans come back with post-traumatic stress disorder. I know you've had the nightmares in the sleep.
Yeah.
Fortunately for myself, I don't have the nightmares when I sleep for some reason. All the psychiatrists or therapists and psychologists are always like, do you have nightmares? I'm like, no, thank God. I don't know how I don't, but I don't. But so when you're in a meeting and talking to other veterans, like, is it a lot of similar, right? There's a lot of similarities, right? That way.
Right. It takes a few years to actually figure out and diagnose PTSD, because you as a soldier are trained to work with a little amount of sleep anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And being in a war zone, they don't tell you exactly what PTSD is.
Right.
And you don't feel the effects of it until you are in a normal situation, in a normal environment where you realize your behavior is different than everybody else's. That makes sense. So if you stay in the military for 20 years, I was only in for 4 years. If you stay in, you're constantly around people that have triggers, that have PTSD and don't have the stability. They don't have the safety. They don't have the ability to grow and learn and to heal. You're constantly in survival mode and you don't have time to think about it.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I know for myself, I had been attacked and kidnapped, and honestly, I'd been through so much in high school. I felt like, it's one more thing.
Same.
So I didn't go get help for at least 2 years. And I didn't know anything about PTSD.
Me
neither. Had no idea. I had no idea I had PTSD. The only thing I did know is that I was having panic attacks 8 hours a day, 7 days a week. I was lashing out all over the place. You know, my behavior was not pretty. And so by the time I went and got help, it was like, you have PTSD. I'm like,
Yeah.
I literally knew nothing about it.
So. Mine was the same. My whole life I had been used to being in kind of like a survival mode, an uncomfortable situation where, you know, there wasn't much comfort. And until I actually was nursing my son and I had time with my own thoughts, and I actually had the ability to have, you know, a sleep period of 6 hours, I couldn't use that time to sleep. I couldn't calm down. I kept thinking about what I wasn't doing, or overfeeling, or having these overwhelming just anxiety attacks where my body just started reacting and nothing was going on. Almost like my body missed the trauma that I had experienced for, you know, 2 years at war is a long time. And I left right from Germany, right when the war kicked off. So our combat unit was activated immediately and we were in live combat for almost a year straight. So I lived in that. I slept and bred. I mean, I was born bred and water fed military ever since I was a child. So we lived in Southern California, lived in Southern Texas. Then I lived in Germany and I was in Iraq. And then I had a baby, and all of a sudden, life was just different. People were different. I thought I was different. I just thought I was bred differently until I started doing research and I was figuring out what was going on by listening to some of my other comrades who didn't experience even half of what I did. And they had severe PTSD. And I started doing the research and I started realizing the teeth grinding, the short temper, the constant irritation, the blowing up at people, the road rage, the substance abuse issues, that constantly trying to escape the way that I felt was kind of how I dealt with life instead of learning how to cope.
Yeah. I used alcohol for a long time. And it worked to some degree, right?
It makes things worse eventually because the sleep and then the anxiety and Yeah.
So unfortunately, I wasn't a bad drunk, you know, because some people, you add alcohol to PTSD and now it's 10 times worse.
Right.
So for myself, it was calming down the nervous system. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that are using the alcohol to, you know, bring down the symptoms of their post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah.
I used medications for a short time. And to be honest with you, I was still drinking every day when I was on the medications. Yeah. And it was when I quit the drinking at the age of 30, I quit drinking, that it was like, holy shit, all that stuff that I hadn't, you know, managed to sit with and heal yet was still there.
Yeah.
And it all flooded up. The alcohol was masking all those symptoms.
I realized that I had these cycles where I was super duper healthy. I would eat healthy. I would get tons of exercise. Then anything that would happen that's overwhelming, my body didn't have the ability to not react in a trauma response.
Yeah.
I would freak out. And so I would drink to be able to just get away from that attack on myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I would eventually stop drinking. I have three kids. So I was raising kids and breastfeeding. So yeah. Only times I ever had problems with alcohol were in really stressful situations. And I had partners throughout my life realize that that was a problem for me and I couldn't escape it.
I don't think that people that don't live with PTSD quite understand, like you're talking about the physical effects, like the physiological things that are happening in our bodies. I mean, I know for myself, I remember one time I was vacuuming and a shadow, I caught, when they say you're afraid of your own shadow, yeah. Like I caught something out of the corner of my eye, which apparently was my own shadow, panic attack. And so the next thing you know, you can't breathe and your head just starts spinning. And yeah. And, I mean, my body would just shake and tremble. It's like the whole, like your whole entire physical body feels like an earthquake is happening inside of it. Mm-hmm. And the fun part is when you're out in public, right? So you're out in public and you have an earthquake going on in your body, but you have to try to pretend like you're holding it down so that you can check out at the grocery store and yeah. buy your groceries from the lady. Meanwhile, you just want to like scream, like, I'm not okay.
Mm-hmm. Been there many but
the,
times.
The physical sensations that go through our body when we're triggered, so it's like the brain is triggered, the PTSD is like, it's the brain, it's almost like a brain injury, and then it just affects our body.
Yeah I know exactly what you're talking about. That's why I've become such good friends with you, is because we can speak this language and not feel like there's no understanding. Because
yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's been 17 years since I've been dealing with PTSD, the healing aspect of me being able to retrain my brain and retrain my body by breathing, by yoga, by learning yeah. other things, by EMDR. I haven't done EMDR, but I'm at NeurOptimal.
Yeah.
I really want to do EMDR next, but it's constant, constant work.
It's a slippery slope too. Like if we're not doing the work all the time. I don't know about you, but for me, it's like I slip down that slippery slope back into the depression, back into the anxiety, back mm-hmm. into the
overthinking.
Yeah.
And yeah, the depression is the one that I've honestly feel like I've almost mastered
yeah.
because of the creativity, yeah. doing outdoor things, connecting yeah. with people. I'm an artist. I have a stand. I can't do anything but focus on healing and helping other mm-hmm. people. So,
and that's the gift in it, right?
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to have to go to a break. So I don't want to cut you off, but we'll have to go to a break, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Thank you everybody for tuning in to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Trish Smith, here with Caroline Sokol today, talking about PTSD and complex post-traumatic stress disorder. And you're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. We'll be right back.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Know You're Crazy.
Crazy.
With me, Susan Danae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDanae.com. That's DENEE.com.
Thank you everybody for staying tuned. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with Trish Smith, and I have my special guest and dear friend Caroline Sokol here today. And we were just talking about living with complex post-traumatic stress disorder, how we both ended up living with complex post-traumatic stress disorder, And we are both living with it. And it has been a very nice thing to have, actually having another person that understands it, because most people don't, which is fortunate for them. But if you are listening and you feel like you're experiencing PTSD symptoms, I would encourage you to find help. There's so many therapies available and tools and techniques that you can even teach yourself to help. Like Caroline was just talking about too, yoga. I've been doing yoga for 5 years and that's been really life-changing. That's been an excellent tool for me, because it not only helps us physiologically, but also mentally and spiritually. It's like that whole package, that gift that yoga brings. It's like, it helps your whole, and there's actually, a lot of trauma-informed yoga.
Yeah.
So there's actually, you know, yoga that you can do that's, specifically tending to a body that's living with PTSD. So another thing that I kind of wanted to talk about though was how it's affected our families. It's really not a comfortable subject to talk about, but I think that it's important because there's a lot of people that are living with PTSD, and their family members are doing their best to support their loved one with PTSD and sometimes don't always know how. I know for myself, after I'd been attacked and kidnapped, I was not my best self. I was a month pregnant with my younger son when I was attacked and kidnapped. And so after I had him, I now had an infant and a toddler, and I did not know I had post-traumatic stress disorder. But I did know that I was now a person who had no patience. Mm-hmm. I was afraid of my own shadow. I was, you know, using alcohol to calm down the nervous system. And it just wasn't, it wasn't good. I had major depression. I'd have panic attacks. And so my children were raised by a mom who had depression and who had panic attacks. And so some of the choices in my life I have made based on fear. Mm-hmm. I have made a lot of fear-based decisions. My older son always wanted to play football and he had gotten a few concussions already. And I was so afraid of him getting more concussions that I didn't allow him to play football. Mm-hmm. He wanted to play basketball. So I said, all right, we'll play basketball. But some of the decisions I've made in my life have totally been fear-based and they've affected my family. My husband has taken excellent care of me throughout my post-traumatic stress disorder. There were times where I was quite genuinely non-functioning. I could barely talk and he would take care of me. He would make us dinner. He would take care of the kids. And that's gone on over the years, like in waves, depending on my circumstances. Mm-hmm. So after experiencing more trauma, like kind of knocks you back down, and already having complex post-traumatic stress disorder, it sends me back into a place of hell, really. And then having to, you know, climb my way out of that. And sometimes it takes a few days and sometimes it takes a few weeks, sometimes it takes a few months. And there's been things that I've been through that have taken me years to get through. So, I feel like, unfortunately, my complex post-traumatic stress disorder has negatively affected my family. My husband has had to make space for it. My children have had a mother that has suffered and their life has been shaped by that in some degree. I kind of have always looked at, you know, especially military families in particular, you know, we have men and women that go to war and they come home and they have post-traumatic stress disorder, and that affects their children, and that affects their children. And it ends up building this generational trauma, which is so unfortunate. And, so I'm personally grateful for the people in my life that are able to support me, and understand, like we were talking about understanding each other, understand how post-traumatic stress disorder is and making room for it.
Right.
And loving us in spite of like the symptoms that we live with. And
Facebook has been a really good tool. And since the internet has become so prevalent, and Zoom, being able to have Zoom meetings with some of the combat veteran females who have experienced some of the sexual trauma. I also experienced military sexual trauma when I was in, and combat trauma, and then CPTSD from childhood trauma. Just being able to talk to some really strong, you know, headstrong women who put their life on the line for their country, just really work through their issues and understand that you're not alone has been really impactful for me. And as for, you know, my family, it's been, I think I started going to therapy for prolonged exposure therapy in 2016. So it's been a really short period of time where I've been able to figure out exactly what's going on. But before then, like Trish, I was not functional in times of need for my family. So I wasn't able to be an example for them to follow in stressful situations. I fell apart, stayed in bed. I drank. I can't even tell you how hard life was. And it's hard to explain unless you've actually been there. I would do anything to get away from those feelings. And just, I would look at people and be like, how can you sleep at night? Like, how do you sleep? Because I could only sleep 2 hours at a time for 15 years, I think it was, I suffered. I would only sleep 2 hours at a time and wake up grinding my teeth bad. And I just thought it was normal. I just thought that I was different. And I didn't take trauma seriously. And so if you're out there and you're listening to this and you have irritation, don't feel bad. Try to understand who you are and what where this comes from, because you know, our bodies react, and
it's not us.
It's the things and experience that shape who we are, and being patient with that and understanding and trying to find better ways to cope, like connection and art, and through, there's doctors that give their time out for free to help people, especially veterans,
build healthy coping mechanisms.
Yeah. And women that are in strategies. Unhealthy, you know, relationships. And a lot of people think that when you're in the military, your trauma is different, but it isn't different. It's just, our bodies are affected and our brains are affected the same way. It might be a different trauma, but it's still, we're still living with the same fears. And overcoming those fears is only going to help you be a better parent, a better friend, and be more empathetic. You're going to be a wounded healer, is like what I feel like has become of my experience. And being an empathetic person is a gift. And even though it's not a blessing the way that it comes about, it is a blessing to share with other people.
Yeah, it's really hard. And I was remembering when you were talking about, you know, the sexual abuse that occurs in the military. Throughout my research over the years, because living with PTSD, I've done plenty of research on PTSD because we're always trying to heal ourselves. And I remember learning that, you know, more women come out of the military with post-traumatic stress disorder from being sexually assaulted by men in higher ranks than they do from actual
war. They don't do anything about it. It's still, I had to wait until after I got out. I went to my commander and I let him know that I wanted to take a drug test. I took a drug test and it was out of my system because it was GHB, a date rape drug. Thank God I was blacked out when it happened. Some girls don't have that gift. I see it as a gift because I can't remember the trauma of actually anything happening to me, but 4 out of 5 women in the military have experienced some type of sexual trauma. And it's, if I can be an advocate, my email is in the field of this. If you want to reach out personally to me, I am all ears. I understand it. I was in for almost 5 years. And I'm here to listen and help. And I appreciate you and your strengths for looking for a way to heal.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. It's so unfortunate. Because I think most people are afraid to go and report. And then I understand what you're talking about with the gift, because I was date raped in high school my senior year. And I also was drugged. And it's awful, you know, because yes, I was date raped, but at the same time, I wasn't violently raped. So I do see the gift in that. And I'm grateful that,
Yeah.
It's hard to put into words, right?
There's a little bit of peace at heart whenever you don't remember what happened to you. Yeah. But being going through different kinds of trauma, I'm just glad that I don't have another thing to deal with. Because as a strong woman and carrying yourself a certain way is almost like you're a target for certain kinds of men, just period. And
men go through it. I mean, men are sexually abused. Young boys are sexually abused. So, I mean, clearly, you know, that's another way that people end up living with complex post-traumatic stress disorder. But the thing is, I forget how the saying goes. It's like, you know, your trauma may not be your fault, right? But your healing is your responsibility.
Right.
And so that's what we're here talking about today, is the healing. So we've both been living with complex post-traumatic stress disorder for about 20 years. We both recognize that it's affected our own lives, our families' lives, and both of us have been working hard and strong on our growth game and our healing. And so when we come back from our next break, we're going to be talking about the healing modalities that we've used and what's worked for us, in hopes of sharing them with you guys. And that way, maybe if something resonates with you, you can go out and seek those modalities, or even some of the stuff's like on YouTube, and you can find a video and help yourself at home for free. So that's what we want to be able to share when we come back from our next break. Again, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Trish Smith. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. And with me today is a really good friend of mine, Caroline Sokol. And we'll be back. Thank you.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your host, Trish Smith, and with me today, I have my special guest and good friend, Caroline Sokol. We've been talking about complex post-traumatic stress disorder and our experiences. We were talking about how it's affected our lives and our families' lives, and we're going to lighten it up a little bit. So we're going to start talking about the modalities that we've used, the therapies that have been helpful, and maybe even ones that haven't been helpful for us. Mm-hmm. Also knowing that what may work for me may not work for you, and it may not work for you. However, I think it's nice to share what has worked for us. And if there's something that we're talking about, you can always Google it. You can reach out to me. My website is trishsmithguide.com. And I can answer any questions if you're like, wait, what are you talking about? But also you can always Google some of these tools and just look at YouTube videos. There's a lot of people out there offering just different breathing techniques and other tools and techniques that are really available at your fingertips, and you can use at home for free and help yourself. So that being said, What's your favorite treatment that feels like it's worked the best for you with your PTSD?
Honestly, learning new things.
Oh, that's cool.
Learning new things has been able to stimulate my brain to create a new neural pathway instead of going down these set, really deep, dark
those greens
neural pathways that seem to be comfortable for me, and the seems that I'm good being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But learning is hard for me because it's hard for me to focus because I'm directed by a lot of energy. And trying to not focus on certain things has been a gift to me because I'm able to redirect my energy away from what I'm doing at the time to escape. And so learning, I've learned yoga has been my favorite. I went to nursing school. I became a CNA. I keep on taking different art classes. I make jewelry almost on a daily basis.
Beautiful jewelry. SuluHealingStones.com. I love this necklace, by the way. I'm always admiring it.
Black feather and pearls. Kind of a little bit of the grit of the darkness, but the pearly aspect of the light. So,
but I really love that, learning new things.
It's been the best for me because I also have a brain injury. So whenever I went through the explosion, I had a TBI. So it's hard for me to learn new things. And so I like hard things.
And you're really smart. So like hearing you say that, honestly, it's like, really? Because you're so smart and you have so much energy and you're always like doing something new and cool.
Yeah, imagine what.
And I wouldn't imagine how hard it was for you, right?
I know. I wish I was like I used to be.
Me too. I was like floating away all the, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I had so much energy all the time. Like no depression. I'd never had depression or anxiety or panic attacks or anything before.
And I wanted to bring that up because PTSD, somebody that has PTSD and is constantly triggered whenever your adrenaline is constantly affected and your adrenal glands get fatigued, you could get chronic fatigue and you could get depression.
I have that.
Mm-hmm. You can get depression that is able to be refocused and redirected. You can change some certain things in your life. I have taken drip depression medication at times where I needed to be a parent and I needed to be responsible and I needed to not be immersed in my emotions and living in the past. And so I've done every different kind of therapy for depression, and connection with humans and art and learning are some of the things that I want to learn that I wanted to share. And if you suffer from PTSD and you're constantly triggered, yoga is a way to redirect your energy, to not let that energy overtake your heart and make your heart pound for, sometimes you can be on a high for 3 hours. And what yoga helps you do is redirect your thinking by helping you focus on your breathing, which allows you to calm down your nervous system. And the poses, so prana is the part of the breathing, asana the part of the poses. The poses is where the trauma is stored. Some of the trauma is stored. So by pushing yourself into an uncomfortable place, but allowing yourself to be comfortable while you're pushing yourself into an uncomfortable place, is kind of like prolonged exposure therapy. It's going into trauma without having to experience the trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
and you did a lot of that prolonged exposure therapy, didn't you?
Yeah, I went through 9 months of prolonged exposure just because I had gotten traumatized to the point where I blacked out. So sometimes when people experience that kind of trauma, they have a hard time knowing whether or not they lived or died. I had a hard time with anything to do. Anytime my heart rate, I got triggered, I was really in a very survival mode. And so I had to walk into the darkness and go over the same story over and over until I could remember everything that happened. So that kind of prolonged exposure was beneficial for me. Now, anybody that was a rape victim or somebody that doesn't want to relive like a hand-to-hand combat situation where they might have killed somebody, like a child, I don't suggest that kind of therapy because that is going to physically and emotionally affect you. Now, I needed to see the light through death and I was confused.
Yeah.
And so walking myself to that edge for 9 months and reliving everything traumatic about everything I experienced in the military allowed my body to calm down faster, kind of like yoga does and prana and breathing. The better you get at meditating and telling your brain to stop thinking and to focus on your breathing, and your system just immediately within 2 months of training, you just close your fingers and everything is just simple, and you wish you would have known it sooner.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know you have not tried the EMDR. I had done the EMDR, eye movement desensitization, it's rapid eye movement therapy. And so it's similar in the way that you tell your story over and over and over again, and they use either a finger or, you know, a little stick or something, and we're triggering each side of the brain as we tell the story to help push the brain into processing. And you do that over and over and over again, telling the story of the trauma until your brain becomes desensitized to it. And that therapy worked well for me. I found myself being calloused to the story, yet still living with all of the physical symptoms of the PTSD, which is why I have utilized so many other tools over the last 20 years with my PTSD. Absolutely, the breathing techniques, yoga, I started doing 5 years ago. That has been made a huge impact in my life for my PTSD, but also the emotional freedom technique. Emotional freedom technique, the tapping, that's helped me get out of some panic attacks. Because for myself, I've also used medications minimally. And so I prefer to use natural ways to get myself through the panic attacks and the anxiety. So I've used, I don't know, at least a couple of dozen. I've tried everything, acupuncture. And the acupuncture helps. I've learned that some of these tools help in this area, but another tool helps better in that area.
Right.
So, but I want to say, like you, I think my favorite tool is definitely the breathing. And that does help so well physiologically because we are toning down all of those symptoms so very quickly. And when I teach the classes up at the community center, and I'm teaching on emotional freedom technique and breathing techniques, all of my students really notice the difference really easily before we start our breathing technique and after we start a breathing technique on that scale of 0 to 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I'm at a 9, I use the breathing technique, I'm down to a 3.
Right.
So, and it's something, that we can do anytime, anywhere.
Yeah. And attaching the knowledge of what's going on in the body so that energy can flow when you acknowledge what is happening. So if you tell somebody that about vasoconstriction and vasodilation, whenever you're affected and you're stimulated, everything dilates and opens up and pumps faster. And that the more that you can slow and steady and direct your thinking, the more stability comes, the more healing comes. And so telling people what's happening and educating them along with the practice has been what's been so stimulating about yoga, because we're in a 200-hour training program, which is we do 2 lectures and we do yoga and then we have a training a month, which is a lot of learning. It's very stimulating, so stimulating to where it actually changes my vibration, the way that my cells work in my body, because I'm so enveloped in this learning technique that has been around for 2000 years.
Right.
And this longer, was before all these other therapies came up, and this came from people's love of understanding the depths of the darkness and how to heal yourself in a simple way. But the knowledge has been my favorite part.
And there's so much beauty in that. And I think for each one of us as individuals, being willing to go through the dark. So because I am someone that's always been willing to go and sit down with it and listen to it and learn from it, go sit down with myself and I go inside, you know, so it's like, it's hell. It hurts. It, you know, it's debilitating. I'm not breathing. And I go into it. I go into it and I find the gold and I bring it out and I utilize the tools for myself. And so being willing to sit down and go through that dark with yourself, you'll find what's working for yourself inside your body. And you'll also find the light at the end of the tunnel.
It's the bones.
Yeah. And so, but definitely, like you said, that knowing what's happening inside of your body through these breathing techniques is really important. And I know too, we'll have to go to a break soon here. So, I'll do that. But when we get back, we'll continue talking about these techniques and that light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. So my name is Trish Smith. I'm your host of Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm here with Caroline Sokol today, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a minute. Thank you.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, getrootedradio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Navigating a life of chronic pain and pain cycles can break you down and change your world. Searching for answers adds to the confusion unless you take charge and create something better. My name is Christine Vibrant, and I help motivated people turn their pain points into their power points. If you feel ready for the intensive transformative journey of my Better Me Empowered Living program, contact me at christine@beingbetterme.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for staying tuned. You're listening to Pure Intuitive Talk. I'm your host, Trish Smith. And with me today, I have Caroline Sokol. We're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. We're talking about breathing techniques. We're talking about depression. We're talking about lights at the end of the tunnel. So we've gone pretty deep. And it's a deep subject. And we're just hoping that by being willing to be open and share with everybody in our audience, that maybe someone is able to feel seen and maybe can relate and is willing to go out and get help and help themselves on their own healing journey. So I think, I don't know, sometimes I feel like there's such a blessing from my PTSD just because it's forced me into a position of really finding the healing modalities and, and really doing the work. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I've found all of these techniques and that I can share them with others. Mm-hmm. And also, like when you're explaining like your, what works for you, I think it's fun to share that because honestly, when you were like, yeah, I like learning new things. I thought, gosh, I've never even like thought of that. It's so brilliant. And I've spent 20 something years on my healing journey and never even crossed my mind. So by you sharing that, it's like, oh, cool. I want to explore that. And so by us sharing with others, what's working for us, maybe it'll inspire them to go utilize some of the tools that have worked for us.
Something huge for me when I was going through my divorce was Gaia TV. Greg, Joe Dispenza.
He's excellent.
He talks about healing yourself, physically healing yourself. He talks about neural pathways. There's I think his name is Greg Braden, and he talks about the heart brain connection. I felt very disattached with my heart and my brain. I was overthinking. My heart would be stimulated by anxiety, so I just didn't feel connected. That was a big one. Reading The Purpose Driven Life. Listening to Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, and A New Earth. Honestly, anytime I felt uncomfortable, I found a way, because the knowledge has been out there. And those are the main things. Gaia TV was huge for me. I didn't do anything but listen to just tons of lectures and tons of information about how to heal and how to connect. And
that's creating those new neural pathways like you were talking about earlier. Because with post-traumatic stress disorder, we get stuck.
Yeah.
Like my brain gets so stuck. And even like I did a brain mapping, and even on my brain map, you can see in the brain where the PTSD is. I had done 35 sessions of linear neurofeedback without it changing at all after we mapped again. And so that's how I ended up finding the neurooptimal system, mm-hmm. actually. But working with our neural pathways, working with the brain, because our brain is controlling our body. Mm-hmm. So there's that connection, like you said, the heart, and our spirit as well. So, you know, recognizing that I'm not my brain. I had a friend that's asked me, she goes, how come you say the brain? And I'm like, because I'm not my brain, mm-hmm. right? Like I'm occupying this vessel. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm not my brain. I'm not even, you know, this physical body. So I'm having to learn how to manage being in this physical body that's so deeply affected by the post-traumatic stress disorder. And so learning and finding tools that help with that. One of the ones that is very helpful and gives me hope for myself and others is the neurooptimal. I offer that in my practice in person. It's also offered all over the country. There's plenty of trainers. Neurooptimal's website has a find a trainer link that you can go into, but it's a dynamical neurofeedback system. So it's a brain training, and you've been using it. We both use it.
Yeah.
But she's also used it and has had excellent benefits and shifts by using it.
The favorite thing that I experienced by using it like 2 times a week for a few months was my ability to have feedback immediately. There was no murmur in my brain on my ability to think clearly. I didn't second guess. My anxiety didn't affect my brain. I felt a little bit more centered, and I honestly felt like just smarter. Like instead of not studying for a test, it's like I crammed and crammed and crammed a whole bunch of information in my brain, and I could sleep all night. And then I took the test and I aced it instead of not studying and not dealing with PTSD, not dealing with the symptoms. It's like not studying and expecting to sleep all night before a test.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, if you don't do the work, you don't get to sleep.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm grateful too that the neurooptimal has made such a difference for you. It's a brain training tool. So it trains your brain to become more resilient, more flexible. And there are stories upon stories of the benefits and experiences and shifts that people have had in their own lives by using the neurooptimal system as one of their tools on their healing journey. And there's also people like pro athletes that use it just for, you know,
I suggest anybody that's in nursing school that's taking like anatomy and physiology, the tests are so hard. I would honestly use a neurooptimal just for optimal like feedback.
Yeah.
Like the neurofeedback is just so much more clear and concise. And I have ADHD and I've not been medicated for it before. And after I did the neurooptimal, I had shortly taken meds, and I could attest to the neurooptimal almost works like ADHD medication.
Wow.
That's how brilliantly that it really helps my neurons fire at a higher rate. Also putting the time in and coming in and giving myself that self-care and love also has a placebo effect as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, there's always that taking the essence of kind of situation, where whenever you do the work, you get more benefits than it just doing a systematic thing.
And it's interesting because the way the neurooptimal works is it's literally brain training. So it's training the brain to become more resilient and more flexible. And when your brain becomes more resilient and more flexible, you just start experiencing all these shifts, which are different for everybody because everybody's different and everybody's brain is different. And that's what I appreciated about the neurooptimal and why I offer it in my practice, is because it's safe to use for everybody. Mm-hmm. I experienced some really negative side effects from using typical linear neurofeedback, which is why I purchased the neurooptimal system for my practice, because I know it's safe.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, that's really the only thing I care about. I I only want to be able to help people heal. I don't want to ever make anything worse for anybody. Absolutely, like the breathing techniques and I think too, like you were talking about, like the heart and the relationships and the community. And I know for myself, like that's part of my biggest hope, really, is that's what gives me the most hope, is really just, you know, my children, my grandson, my friends, my family.
Yeah. That love energy is huge.
Yeah.
Being able to feel comfort and have people have the empathy. Honestly, with a lack of, if people have a lack of empathy, you just don't feel comfortable. And so having it and sharing it with other people that have been through any experience where you have that understanding, just those open arms helps someone just feel loved. And love,
who out there hasn't been through something traumatic?
Something.
I mean, maybe not, I think it's like 5.6% of people actually have complex or post-traumatic stress disorder, not just, you know, the post-traumatic stress that wears off over time, but like when you're living with a disorder that's there's no cure for. So I know there's a small percentage of us living with that. However, love really cures all, right? And everybody out there has been traumatized in one way or another, right? So everybody's experienced some kind of trauma, whether or not you're living with post-traumatic stress disorder. And I agree with you, at the end of the day, like some love from our people is one of the most healing things that we can have. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being here with me today. It looks like we're almost out of time. Honestly, this is a subject that you could talk about for 6 hours, right?
So, especially you and I.
Way too much experience. But thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you for being here. Can you share your website? Because we wanted to also mention, like, she makes this jewelry as part of her healing process and has a beautiful website.
Yeah, it is www.sulu healingstones.com.
Yeah. I myself have a few pieces and I can feel the love in them, and they just feel healing for me to wear. So I appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you everybody for tuning in. You've been listening to Pure Intuitive Talk on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you again for joining us, and take care of yourselves. Be good to yourself, be gentle on yourself, and be gentle with others. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Pure Intuitive Talk with me, Trish Smith, your Pure Intuitive Guide. Come back and join us for encouragement to take responsibility and to connect to your whole being. Remember that every moment is the right moment to choose peace, acceptance, and forgiveness. We all have the courage to look deep within, get real with ourselves, and make upgrades to our ways of interacting with the world. It's been my privilege to share this hour with you. For more information about me, go to pureintuitiveguide.com. That's pureintuitiveguide.com. Thanks again, and we will see you here next time on Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.